heading into December now, and Jupiter is still the brightest thing in the night sky. It passed its opposition on December 2nd when Earth lapped it in the race around the Sun. Now it's rising before sunset, earlier every night. That means that as the sky darkens, Jupiter is going to come out higher and higher. And so, too, will all the pretty winter constellations nearby. One constellation that's very high now is Perseus. This can be a difficult one to make out because it's shaped kind of like a wet mop with two rags hanging down and a third, smaller one curling up toward the east. It's above Jupiter now, and what's fascinating about it, or most fascinating, is its second brightest star called Algol. That comes from the Arabic for ghoul, and it's also called the demon star because it behaves very weirdly. It winks like an eye. It gets brighter and dimmer every few days, and you can see this with the naked eye. We now know that Algol is a three-star system, and when one of the dimmer stars passes in front of the brightest star, it's in our line of sight, and so we see Algol get dimmer. Then the dimmer star's orbit carries it past the main star as we see it, and so Algol brightens again, only to dim a second time when the dimmer star passes behind the main star. In other words, Algol is brightest when none of its stars are blocked by one of the other stars. Algol has also been considered to represent the winking eye of Medusa, the monstrous gorgon who was slain by Perseus and whose head he holds. In the morning sky, Venus is halfway between Saturn and Mercury on Monday, December 3rd. The three planets make an almost straight line with Saturn highest, Mercury lowest, and Venus 7 degrees from both of them. If you extend the line up, you'll see Spica, the brightest star in Virgo, off to the right of it. The fact that the planets form a line may help you find Mercury because it can be a little hard to see when it's low. But this tableau is fleeting because Saturn is climbing rather fast and Mercury is going to sink back into the Sun's foreglow fairly soon. But if you're up about an hour before sunrise on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of December, you get to watch a waning crescent moon sweep by Spica, Saturn, and Venus in that order. The Geminid meteor shower peaks the night of the 13th when there's no moon to interfere, so that may be good this year. Meteors will radiate from a point near the star Castor in Gemini. In the evening sky, Mars is low in the southwest and getting hard to see. You may find it, though, if you look an hour after sunset on Friday the 14th, when it will be a short distance east of a young crescent moon. Now, speaking of Mars and Mercury, both have been in the news lately. NASA has just announced that its Messenger spacecraft has found ice on Mercury, which seems a bit unlikely given that it's the closest planet to the Sun. But near its northern pole, there are deep craters that never see the Sun and where the Mercury, the temperature, can drop to 370 below. Scientists say there may be enough ice there to cover Washington, D.C. with a sheet 2.5 miles deep. So it's a sure bet that this finding will be the subject of future investigations. In news from Mars, the rover Curiosity's lab has analyzed its first soil samples. It's looking for carbon-containing organic molecules, which are the building blocks of life. It found molecules containing sulfur and chlorine, and heating chlorine compounds of Martian origin produced tiny amounts of chlorinated derivatives of methane, which has one carbon atom. But it isn't clear whether the carbon came from Mars or was a contaminant from Earth. So the bottom line is there's still no definitive detection of organic material from Mars. That's all for now, and happy star watching.